it's very uncreative to say, well, we're going to just add up our hours and times it by this rate and send you a bill. I mean, really, we're in the creative services business, and that's as creative as we can be about how we get paid. Everybody else applies a lot more creative thinking to that question than we do in professional services. And by the way, the rest of the world prices in a completely different way. Your iPhone is not priced by the hour. You don't go to a car lot and say, well, I really like this BMW, but how many hours did it take to build? Those are questions that are just not applied to anything else in a capitalist society except professional services. We feel like it's time to undo it there as well, because those two concepts don't relate. You can have a brilliant marketing solution in 3 seconds or 3 minutes or 3 days or 3 weeks or 3 months, right? It just depends.
Is there a common method that you would use to determine the value? Is it identify your desired outcome and then just take it from there, if you would?
Yeah, it's a very common question that I get is, well, okay, what's the approach then? I mean, how do you do it? And the answer is there are a million approaches, because unlike cost-based compensation, which is you can count it up and put it on a spreadsheet and times it by an hourly rate, that's very scientific. A value-based approach, by definition, is not objective, but rather subjective, meaning there are many, many different ways to do it, and some of the best ones haven't even been thought of yet. But generally speaking, there are three ways to think about getting paid based on value instead of cost, because what the hourly rate is just a cost. It's the agency counting up their costs and saying, here's your bill. A cost is not a price. A cost is only your internal cost of doing it. It has nothing to do with the external value to the buyer, which is the client. So we say there are three basic ways you can think about pricing based on value. First is a simple fixed price based on perceived value. So this is the fixed price, which is how most of the rest of the world prices. Fixed price for your iPhone, fixed price for your HP laser printer, fixed price for your Dell computer, right? So, but it's based on perceived value. How much is the buyer willing to pay? The iPhone was priced this way. Sorry to keep using that as an example, but it's not based on how much it costs to build. It's based on how much would a consumer be willing to pay. So that's version one. Second way is a dynamic price based on outcomes, which is what I think you just referenced, which is saying, what are the outcomes we're trying to accomplish with this project or this assignment? And let's attach a value to those outcomes and pay us for achieving a set of outcomes rather than for the amount of time we invest in it. And the third is even less typical and less common, and that is a variable price based on usage. So this is how musicians and actors and writers and photographers are paid. So, and ironically, those are the people ad agencies hire and employ. So we already know how this works, because that's how we pay the people we hire. This is applying that same thinking to the work we do for our clients to say, rather than just assigning the intellectual property rights to our clients, we would maybe keep the IP rights ourselves and license the use of the work to the client. And there are some interesting experiments going on in that area, but briefly, those are three main ways to think about it.